Well, as we head towards the last quarter of the last 2 months of the last quarter of the year, it always feels festive at Artscape with that massive tree that we saw last year in the foyer area. And of course, lots and lots of excitement around productions, those beautiful holiday type productions. So it's a wonderful time to catch up with Dr. Marlene Leroux, the CEO of Artscape, and hear from her what is happening on the ground at Artscape. Marlene, what a
Oh,
great time of the year for the theatre.
yes. And Janet, I must also laugh, is that when people have downtime or down that they're going now to into relaxation, we never have that time at Artscape. We're even looking
Exactly.
at a time that we can just close to breathe the building. But it's really 365 days that we are busy. If it's not the rehearsals that is happening at the back, because we have a front part and a fully functioning back part, we'll be sometimes, like as I'm sitting here now on this beautiful Thursday morning, it is about buzzing. We have over th 1,000 people in the building, either
Wow.
rehearsing, yes, in and out, and busy preparing for this weekend, or busy preparing for the festive season of productions that is going to be displayed at Artscape. So for this weekend, oh, I can say to you, the wonderful David Cramer's Orpheus McAdoo continues to shine, and it's all about the liberation songs also. I think it's very important that people
Amazing.
come, and the singers are excellent, and it's also our story being told through the journey of slavery and through the journey of our music and how it's connecting two continents also together. So McAdoo is also a must, and it's ending this particular weekend. And then I would like to say this is our gem, the Cape Malay Choir Board, that is part of our culture in the Western Cape, and especially Cape Town. And Artscape have decided that this Cape Malay Choir must be at Artscape. So it's a competition, and they are going to be at Artscape the 1st of November. This is Saturday, and Sunday the 2nd of November. We want to wish everyone luck, but it is a must on the calendar to come and see. Come and experience the Cape Malay choirs. It is spectacular. It is talented. It's new talent. It's old talent. It's intergenerational, and it's part of our DNA.
And it's
So
part
this
of our
weekend is about it.
amazing legacy, Marlene. What an amazing legacy.
Yes, and we just decided that there's no thing like high arts and low arts. Art is arts
No, not at
because it's
all.
connecting people.
Amazing, amazing. What a great vibe.
Then we have the New Voices program, and this New Voices program is presented by Artscape in association with St. Oosterfees, and it started actually to give young and upcoming writers or writers, playwriters that has a new piece, but they would like to have it in the theatre. So usually they send in their scripts, we go through it, and then we have readings, and then we will then have a full play. And the next step is that it will have a next run that will be at the St. Oyster Festival next year. So the program is staged like following readings that's going to take place. It's the 4th of November, and that is with Africa 2051. Can you imagine Africa 2051?
Amazing.
And it's a playwright by Anza Mahagula. And then the 6th of November, it's Begrafniskos by Rita Swanepoel. And it is about, we all have this wonderful engagement. We have the sadness, but we're also meeting family from all over. So these people, that is the playwriters, is writing about their truths and what is their experience. So this is on the calendar that we have until the 8th of November. We have Isilingo by Andadume Nkakaki. So it's also about, this is in three languages, and its initiative celebrates bold new South African and African stories told in English, isiXhosa, and Afrikaans. And please come,
What a
it's staged
wonderful
in.
legacy to the three official languages of the Western Cape.
Yes, and what is also so important is that it is stage readings, and it's free in entries, and all readings is from 6 o'clock to 7 o'clock. So you can still have your say. The 11th of November, we will have Uncomfortable Truths by Baidu Adams. 13th of November, it's The Untold by Nosepiwo Ndabeni. And 14th of November, Die Droomkraan by Alton Lowe. So please go on our website and be part of the stage readings. What is so important for our listeners? It gives you insight how, before a play is being staged, you first have readings. And that is so important. So you get insight how the industry is working and how a play is being put together.
How wonderful to see the behind the scenes.
And please don't miss out with Swing with the King. It's on the 8th of the 9th of November. Swing with the King is a dynamic gospel jazz concert. Yes, gospel jazz concert infused with the rich sounds of big band, Cape Guma, and orchestral arrangements featuring some of Mzansi's top artists like Chadley Gowar, Muneeb Hermanus, Brathew van Schalkwyk, Allo April, Charles Lowe, Wesley Rustin, Freddie Arendse, who's also the producer of the show, Candace Thornton, Justin Arendse, and we have the MC, who is Jolene Martin, who is really our wonderful celeb that's going to MC all these artists and more. And I want to say that Fletch Wiley, who's the USA Grammy Award-winning producer, is going to produce alongside Freddie Arendse, who's a local person from the Western Cape and hails from the Western Cape. And this is also again going to be a show that not be missed. Cape Town sometimes are slow to buy tickets. When it's sold out, people wants to cry. So I want to say, come
Exactly.
support local. Don't miss out and come and enjoy and be part of new, exciting, but to come and meet your friends that you haven't seen in a long time at Artscape.
Oh, it's always wonderful to meet old and new friends at the theatre. And it's a celebration. It's almost like a homecoming space, Marlene. So we really do look forward to that. That is quite a lineup for the first week of November. What great excitement, what variety in the theatre, Marlene. It's really wonderful to see. And if you're planning your social calendar, please do factor all of these great productions that are happening at the Artscape Theatre and bring your family and friends along to enjoy too.
And Janet, the last one I always keep for last, it's our lunch hour concert. We just had Cape Ballet Africa as part of our lunch hour concert. It's every time on a Tuesday, once a month. It's from 12:30 to 1:30. And this time it's the wonderful Unmute, which is an associated company of Artscape, who caters for persons with disabilities dances and persons who doesn't have disabilities. So it's a cohort that we are producing. Come and see the excitement and the wonderful professionality and absolutely amazing dances on the 11th of November, and it is for free. We're giving, where do you get something for free? Nowhere.
Not very
At
much these days.
Artscape, you're getting it for free.
Amazing. Well, Marlene, not just social responsibility and bringing the arts and heritage together, but also feeding the soul. The theatre does bring a lot of comfort. It's cathartic. So we love, love, love coming there, and thank you for this amazing lineup of shows that we can expect to enjoy in the first week of November. Thank you
Thank
for
you,
joining us,
Janet.
Marlene, on Jet Setting with Janet. Wishing you a great weekend ahead.
Thank you. Thank you, Janet.
Bye-bye.
We are jet setting with you.
Thank you so much, and I'm jet setting this weekend to your hometown of Wellington. I can't wait to enjoy, so I will definitely be sharing lots of photos.
Thank you so much, Janet.
All the best, Marlene. Thank you.